Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Friday, June 23rd, 2023. I'm Rich Straffolino. Following the passage of Bill C-18, known as Canada's Online News Act, Meta announced it will remove news content from Facebook and Instagram in the country. Google also started testing blocking some news content for Canadian users, but told The Verge it's still working with the Canadian government on a possible solution. The bill requires both companies to enter into agreements to pay news publishers for use of their content on their platforms. The bill will take effect 6 months after it gets royal assent. At VidCon, YouTube announced it's bringing over the team from the Google Area 120 incubator Aloud to provide a tool that dubs videos in other languages. The tool transcribes videos, which users can review and edit before a dub is created. Aloud currently supports English, Spanish, and Portuguese, with more languages to come. According to an LA City Tourism Commission planning document published on the gaming forum Reset Era, the Electronic Software Association, or ESA, canceled its hold on the LA Convention Center for the Electronic Entertainment Expo, or E3, for 2024 and 2025. The ESA says it's in talks with stakeholders about the future of E3 and that no final decision has been made. E3 was last held in person in 2019. The Information reports that V. Papas has left their COO role at TikTok and in a memo to employees said that the time is right to move on and refocus. Papas will stay on at TikTok in an advisory role. Papas was also the interim CEO of TikTok in 2020 and moved into the COO role in April 2021. Both Variety and Hits' sources say Warner Bros. Discovery began discussions to sell slightly less than half of its movie and TV music catalog to a record label, with Sony identified as one of the frontrunners. The company hopes to secure $500 million for the deal. Variety notes most of the music up for sale would be themes and cues to shows and movies, with few conventional songs. The NFC Forum released a roadmap for research through 2028. A big focus is on increasing NFC range, with the roadmap looking to expand NFC to 4 to 6 times the current operating distance, which would be about 30 millimeters. It's also looking to increase NFC wireless charging spec from 1 to 3 watts. Intel and the Argonne National Laboratory announced they finished installing all 10,624 blades for the new Aurora supercomputer. The system will come online later this year, promising up to 2 exaflops of performance, which would make it the most powerful in the world. It will initially be used for training large-scale open-source generative AI models for science. After passing the lab's acceptance tests, it'll be used for tasks like medical research, nuclear fusion simulations, and weather predictions. The U.S. memory chip maker Micron announced it will invest in its first chip fab in India. The company will invest up to $825 million to build a chip assembly and test plant in Gujarat, India. It's expected to be partially operational by 2024. YouTube updated its policy on fan channels as of August 21st. It encourages creators to explicitly mark fan channels as such and make it clear it doesn't represent the original creator. The policy also says that a channel that copies the look and small details of another, like copying a profile photo, for example, could be subject to termination. According to an email unsealed in the hearing on FTC versus Microsoft, Sony's PlayStation chief Jim Ryan said in an email to then-Sony Computer Entertainment CEO Chris Deering that the Activision Blizzard deal is not an exclusivity play at all, and that after discussions with both companies, we will continue to see Call of Duty on PlayStation for many years to come. Ryan went on in the email to say, "I'd rather this hadn't happened, but we'll be okay. We'll be more than okay." JP Morgan announced it's expanded its JPM coin settlement token to euro payments this week. This system allows JP Morgan clients to make wholesale payments between accounts around the world. The bank first started using JPM coin in 2019 for US dollar payments, processing over $300 billion in transactions since then. Google rolled out a new feature in Workspace Labs, integrating the ability to create custom templates to organize data in sheets using its Duet AI model. The feature appears in a sidebar, with users able to use text prompts to generate a Sheets template. Sony signed a multi-year extension to use Qualcomm chips in its handsets across premium, high, and mid-tier smartphones. It's a notable indication that, despite Sony's small market share, the company plans to stay in the smartphone market for the foreseeable future. Qualcomm announced the S3 Gen 2 sound platform, designed for use in dongles and adapters. This is built on Bluetooth 5.4, supports latency down to 20 milliseconds for games, and 24-bit 96 kHz music streaming. No word when we'll see it in devices. And finally, Google announced it's now integrated Adobe Express into the Google Admin Console on Chrome OS for education markets. This will allow admins to roll out Adobe Express with a single toggle, pin the app to a Chromebook shelf, and integrate the app into Google Classroom for things like assignments and grading. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. And if you enjoy the show, remember to tell a friend to check it out. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.